All right, Dan. So I guess the first question is that we did touch on it last week, but obviously some disappointment, I guess, over what had happened in committee over Bill 207. But in keeping that, and with that in mind, though, does the fight stop to get that bill pushed, or is this going to continue?
The fight never stops for conscience rights and protecting vulnerable minorities in the province of Alberta. There are a number of physicians, surgeons, nurses, healthcare providers across the province that want nothing better than to serve their clients and their patients, but at the same time want to know that they can do so by abiding within their deeply held moral convictions. So whatever the next step is, I know I'm going to take very seriously my responsibility to protect vulnerable Albertans and those minorities that we have in the province.
All right, Dan, and I guess as well, now this is, I'm glad it's going to be a tradition to speak every couple of weeks with you about the happenings in the legislature. So in saying that, though, what are some of the other exciting things that have happened over the legislature over the last couple of weeks that you're excited to share with the constituents of Peace River?
Well, the biggest deal is the budget. We brought forward a first budget, and it has been incredibly important for me to make sure we strike that balance, fulfilling our campaign promise to make sure that we are looking to have a reduction in spending. This budget is 3 cents on the dollar for a reduction in spending, which by comparison to the Klein cuts of the 1990s were about 18 to 19 cents on the dollar. So we took a balanced approach. We said, yes, we need to reduce spending, the first budget in 25 years to do so, but we also need to make sure that we're caring for the most vulnerable Albertans, and that's why we have this thoughtful budget put forward, why we ended up increasing our spending on healthcare, where we had a $201 million increase, where we kept spending in education where it was. And we had to look at where we could find savings in our expenses. But that's what Albertans expect of us. When they run their home budgets in their household, they know that they can't spend more than they're taking in indefinitely. We know that provincially too, that we're in a better spot as a province, and we're in a better spot for our children and the future of our province when we're spending within our means, which is what we intend to do as government.
All right, Dan, and also as well, I know something that was really cool for you over this last month is that you were appointed chair of the Bistu Lake Caribou Regional Subcommittee. And I know for that one, too, obviously protecting the local herds of caribou population is extremely important, but you also have to be excited as well because this is such a good opportunity for job creation as well, isn't it?
It is so important that we get this question right. Peace Country, especially North Peace, is so dependent on access to the natural resources that fuel Alberta's economy. Alberta is the engine of Canada's economy, and I think rural Alberta, especially the rural north, is the heartland of that heart of the economy in the country. It's out of northern rural Alberta that we find so many resources coming out from oil and gas in our energy sector, from agriculture, producing the food that Canadians put on their plate at every single meal, looking at the forestry industry with the homes we build. So many different aspects of our economy is dependent on access to that land, which is why I'm so very proud to be the chair of that task force. I'm very happy that Minister Nixon is moving forward in a way where we're going to be planning our land use, both considering the environmental impacts, looking at how we can make sure that caribou herd continues to thrive in Bistu, but at the same time, looking at the impacts on community, looking at the impacts on our economy, looking at how we can make sure we do it smartly, so that we are moving forward, both looking at the environment and our ecosystem, but also a healthy, growing economy. Because that's what this country is about, and that's why folks have moved to, throughout all of its history, northern Alberta, for opportunity, for a chance to have their family be better off than they were before, and that's what we intend on delivering here in Alberta.
All right, and I think I had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but I figured I'd ask you again, and that's about the Parent Link centers in both Peace River and High Level. I know their contracts are canceled, but I understand that those organizations, I believe, may have an opportunity to get those contracts back. I guess two questions. Number one, is there an opportunity for that? Number two, if they were to go there, would you be a voice for them to say, hey, this is needed here?
That's absolutely right. What we've done is we're looking at making sure we have a system that doesn't work in patches across the province, but instead is serving all Albertans. And both those two communities are going to be able to apply, and it's my understanding the town of Peace River is intending to apply in the expression of interest process that we have going forward for the new programming. We're still looking at funding these important programs because we know how important it is to our community members, to my residents in the Peace River constituency, that they have access to them. But we need to do it in a way that serves all Albertans. So we're looking at building out this new system, and I'm very excited to see that we have the town of Peace River applying already, and I will obviously, yes, be an advocate for my constituents and to make sure that we get everything we can to serve the needs of us up in Peace River constituency.
Well, you certainly did that for the two school fundings as well, so good news on that. Other than that, those are all my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm looking forward to chatting with constituents every weekend that I'm back. The Premier has us working hard to make sure we make a big difference early on, so we're sitting a record number of days in the legislature right now, but every chance I get to talk to constituents makes my day and helps me do my job better.